It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Wisconsin communities are banding together after powerful storms ripped through the state last Thursday, leading to significant damage in some western and east central counties.
The National Weather Service reports 7 tornadoes touched down and produced winds of more than 100 miles per hour, along with baseball-sized hail.
No major injuries were reported, but some families in the cities of Mayville and Juneau in Dodge County are without homes. 3 EF2-rated tornadoes moved through the region, leading to missing roofs, trees falling on homes, and damage to businesses.
We're checking in on the community's recovery efforts.
Mark Thomas is regional executive and CEO of the American Red Cross of Wisconsin. Mark, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Rob. Thank you for having me on.
And Dave Beal is police chief and director of emergency government for the city of Juneau. Chief Beal, thanks a lot for joining us.
You're welcome, Rob, and good morning.
Good morning. Well, Chief Beal, walk us through last week's round of tornadoes. What did you see in terms of storm damage in your community?
When the storm, well, first, the tornado warning was issued about 5:30 p.m., and probably about 20 minutes later, the storm struck, and we experienced at first heavy winds and a torrential downpour of rain. And at that time, we started getting calls that roofs were being torn off houses. And there was actually a fire call that prompted our first response of the fire department to respond to a residence outside of town. And we found that the house was, in fact, not on fire, but it just received some storm damage. When we returned, this was on the west side of town, and when we returned from this call and was headed back in the city, it was at that point that I was looking out the front window of the fire truck and could see trees that had the tops of them torn off. And about the same time, we got reports then that there was a roof tore off a nursing home building up at Clearview with people in it. So that was the first indicator at that point that we had been struck by this storm. Once I got up on North Main Street, up by Clearview, I could see the destruction that had occurred. We had power lines down. The tops of the power poles were snapped off. We had live power lines laying in the roadway, trees all over the place, other debris. And when I looked further up the street, I saw a house with its roof completely tore off it. And that later was the house that had a person trapped in it that was rescued by firefighters and sheriff's personnel.
And Chief Beal, amazing to me, no major injuries reported, happily no fatalities. Was this a case where the system worked? Those warnings got in place and people took them seriously?
I believe so. And in speaking with the director of Clearview, which is a county-owned nursing home that has several hundred residents in it, one of their staff members heard the pre-warnings and started to move the residents out of their rooms into the hallway, shutting doors. They had significant damage. They had windows blown out of the building, which if residents would have been in their room would have been affected by this. Yes, the system worked. It worked well. In the storm damage, it was later seen the north side siren, warning siren, outside warning siren, that actually got struck and got pulled out of the ground and smashed. But previous to that, it sounded, and I can't say enough. The system worked. People heeded the warnings, and I think that definitely played into the fact that we did not have any serious injuries and or fatalities.
Mark, let's bring you into the conversation. When you see damage like this in a Wisconsin community, how does the Red Cross start to offer support?
Thank you. First, let me just say that our heart at the Red Cross, our hearts go out with all to all of those that were affected by the tornado that hit Mayville and other areas last Thursday. And special shout out to Chief Beal and all the first responders. As he mentioned, moving quickly and taking heed and taking the right action when the warning signs came. Surely, I'm sure, save lives and save even additional damage. In the immediate aftermath of the storm, the American Red Cross, we coordinated with many local emergency management folks in that area. And so we wanted to get on the ground as quickly as possible to see how we could help. The way we did that in this community in Mayville was we opened up a shelter later that evening at the local junior and high school over on Clark Street. In the case that if people were displaced and they needed a safe place to stay and a meal, we would act as a hub for that area. Anyone who had been affected was welcome to stop by and get information. As I said, a hot meal, charge their phone, or other essential report. We weren't there to ask for any identification. That people didn't have to stay overnight if they didn't want to. And while no individual stayed overnight at the shelter, the shelter did remain open for 2 days as we were offering food, water, emotional support, and again, a place to just congregate, chat, and maybe charge their cell phone. So we took immediate action to be present within the community for those that were affected.
And Chief Beal, we're a week out now from the event. What does cleanup and recovery look like in your community now?
We were extremely blessed with our locally owned electric utility. That very night, we had our electric utility, along with probably eight other municipally owned utility companies, roll into our community to restore power. They were resetting poles at night, stringing new electric lines. And by about 10:30 at night, we had half the city back on power. And at 2:30 in the morning, about the time I went home, the north side of town was restored. The only residences that weren't restored were the ones that were directly impacted by the storm. So we had a great effort by our electric utility. They were able to work hard and fast and get power restored. The next morning, our DPW called in assistance from other communities and started getting the trees and other debris cleared from the roadway. And as of yesterday, we've had probably the majority of the brush picked up from people's yards, you know, when they dragged it out to the curb. And we'll continue those efforts along with working on our electric. We had a substation that was hit during the storm, and that still is offline, and they're working to get that back online. Fortunately, we are fed by different feeds to the city, and we have a substation on the south end of town that's basically powering the city at this time.
Mark, for people who were more directly affected, who maybe lost their home, can't move back in, what kind of help is available? What kind of services can someone like the Red Cross maybe connect them with to figure out what comes next?
Yeah, so what we did on Friday and Saturday was we were out in the community on Friday distributing cleanup kits, as the chief mentioned. So we were providing folks who could maintain their home with bags, gloves, rakes, tarps. And those folks that were more affected, we opened up cases for them. So they're working with a Red Cross caseworker. So far, we've opened up 10 cases and willing to open up more if need be. And that will connect them with health and mental health services, financial assistance, and other needs that they may have. People that are affected by disasters and storms like this can connect with us at the Red Cross disaster relief area by going to redcross.org. or giving us a call at 1-800-RED-CROSS, and we can work with them to open up a case. It depends on each situation is dealt with individually, and so we will connect people with resources that they need to develop a pathway for moving forward.
Briefly, I want to look to the future. Mark, if people are thinking, hey, a tornado could hit any place in Wisconsin, I want to help if God forbid that happens. How can people get involved as volunteers for when that emergency strikes?
Yeah, so I'll talk about the volunteers in a second, but I would say to anyone listening, and I think the folks at Clearview did a great job, make sure that you understand what it means to have a warning versus a watch. A watch means be prepared. A warning means take action immediately. And if you hear the siren or if you see thunder and it's rolling towards you, get to a safe place indoors. If you're in a car, pull off to the side of the road so that you don't get hit by, falling trees or power lines. And so we want people to take those warnings very seriously. And again, it sounds like the folks at Clearview did. If you'd like to become a Red Cross volunteer to be potentially trained in things like CPR or disaster relief, again, 1-800-RED-CROSS is a number that you can call. Go to our website, redcross.org, or text the word Red Cross to 90999, and you'll be connected with us. We are always looking for volunteers, people that are willing to help within their own communities.
Chief Beal, just 30 seconds left. If you had one lesson for your fellow first responders around the state to prepare, what would you tell them?
Be prepared, train, and develop those partnerships early on. I have a great relationship with the Sheriff's Department and other police departments throughout the county, and also with Red Cross and Dodge County Public Health. They all played a huge part in our response efforts, and things went very smoothly in the city of Juneau.
Chief Beal, thanks for joining us today, and best of luck to your community.
Thank you.
And Mark, thanks for being with us.
Appreciate it. Have a great day.
Been talking to Mark Thomas, Regional Executive, CEO of the American Red Cross of Wisconsin, and Dave Beal, Police Chief, Director of Emergency Government with the City of Juneau, looking at the aftermath of the tornadoes that struck Dodge County last week.